Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America, is a political journalism and memoir-style book by Jim Acosta, CNN's former chief White House correspondent. Published in the context of the Trump presidency, it recounts Acosta's experiences covering an administration that repeatedly attacked the press, challenged journalistic norms, and turned confrontation with reporters into part of its political identity. Rather than offering a detached history of the era, the book presents a first-hand account of how press access, credibility, and public trust became central battlegrounds in American politics. Acosta uses his own clashes with the White House, along with observations about media dynamics and partisan polarization, to argue that a free press remains essential to democratic accountability. The book is aimed at readers interested in contemporary politics, journalism, and the broader struggle over truth in public life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Trump White House and the deliberate weaponization of anti-media rhetoric. A central topic in the book is the Trump administration's use of repeated attacks on journalists as a political strategy. Acosta describes how labels such as fake news and enemy of the people were not casual insults, but part of a broader effort to undermine public confidence in the press. This matters because a democracy depends on a shared expectation that reporters can challenge leaders without being treated as enemies of the state. The book presents the White House as trying to shift the press from watchdog to target, which changed the tone of political reporting and made routine questioning feel adversarial. Acosta argues that this climate was not just uncomfortable for journalists. It created a structural threat to accountability by encouraging citizens to distrust inconvenient facts before they were even evaluated. The result is a portrait of politics where language itself becomes a tool of power. Secondly, journalism as accountability rather than activism. Acosta repeatedly defends the work of journalists as a public service grounded in verification, sourcing, and persistence. One of the book's key arguments is that reporters are often accused of taking sides when they expose falsehoods, but that criticism confuses accountability with partisanship. The book emphasizes the practical labor behind reporting, asking difficult questions, checking claims, and pressing officials when answers do not add up. Acosta presents this process as essential to democratic life because power naturally seeks insulation, and only persistent journalism can force it into the open. At the same time, the book reflects the personal cost of this role, since reporters are not only criticized in public, but sometimes threatened privately. That tension gives the book its force. It is not just defending a profession, but explaining why that profession exists at all. In Acosta's view, neutrality does not mean silence in the face of deception. Thirdly, the personal cost of confrontation inside the White House press corps. Another important dimension of the book is the lived experience of being a high-profile White House correspondent during a hostile administration. Acosta recounts the pressure, public humiliation, and real security concerns that came with being singled out by the president and his supporters. The conflict over his press credentials became symbolic because it showed how access to information could be used as leverage against a reporter who refused to soften his questions. The book's value lies partly in its insider perspective on how political theater and media management operate day-to-day briefings, televised clashes, and the constant calculation of whether a question will be answered or weaponized. Acosta also shows that these encounters are not merely personal feuds. They shape how the entire press corps behaves, since one reporter's treatment can send a message to everyone else in the room. That makes the memoir an account of institutional pressure, not just individual conflict. Fourthly, polarization, public resentment, and the erosion of trust in institutions. The book also explores why attacks on the press found such a receptive audience. Acosta does not treat media distrust as a mystery created only by Trump. Instead, he links it to broader political polarization and frustration with elites, institutions, and conventional political leadership. This is an important distinction because it prevents the story from becoming a simple morality tale about one politician. The book suggests that the public was already primed for distrust, and that the Trump era intensified that suspicion by turning grievance into a governing style. Acosta also reflects on the failures and blind spots of both major parties, including the inability of Democrats and Republicans to respond effectively to changing political moods. That wider context gives the book analytical weight. The problem is not only one president's hostility to the press, but a cultural environment in which facts compete with identity and loyalty. The book therefore reads as a warning about institutional fragility. Lastly, a first-hand political narrative that blends memoir, commentary, and media critique. Unlike a heavily researched political history, this book is built around Acosta's direct observations, public encounters, and reflections on what it means to report from inside a volatile news cycle. That structure shapes both its strength and its limitations. Its strength is immediacy. Readers get a sense of what it felt like to cover the Trump White House from the front lines, including the tone, pacing, and emotional intensity of daily conflict. Its limitation is that the book is more interpretive than comprehensive, so it does not attempt the kind of broad historical or sociological analysis found in more detached studies of Trump-era politics. Still, that narrower focus is part of what distinguishes it. The book functions as a witness account from someone directly involved in the events he describes, and that makes it especially useful for readers who want to understand how political messaging, media coverage, and institutional conflict intersect in real time. It is both a memoir of reporting and a defense of press freedom. In conclusion, The Enemy of the People is best suited for readers who want a direct insider account of the Trump years from the perspective of a working White House correspondent. Journalists, students of political communication, media critics, and general readers interested in press freedom will find it especially useful because it shows how political attacks on the media operate not only as rhetoric, but as a method of shaping public perception and weakening institutional trust. The book offers practical insight into how reporters gather facts under pressure, how access journalism can be manipulated, and why the First Amendment matters in ordinary political life, not just in abstract principle. Compared with other Trump-era exposés, it stands out less for exhaustive investigation than for immediacy and personal witness. Acosta is not trying to write the most comprehensive history of the administration. He is documenting what it felt like to confront it from the press room. That makes the book distinct within its genre. It is a focused, readable defense of journalism as a democratic safeguard, grounded in direct experience rather than detached analysis. If you would like to support Jim Acosta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.